Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Maryland coming back. It's a three by Mills at the top. All Cotton. Maryland leads. Mills hits the triple. It is 51-49 Terps. Got cut off by Dre Gibbs Lawhorn. Lob inside. Rice to Payne. Right at the rim. Layup good again by Farrell. He's starting to take over, Chris. It's 58-53. Mills kept it alive. Coit bats it ahead to Darius Adams. Alley-oop Payne. Flying left baseline. Slam dunk Farrell Payne.
Maryland won 74-67, but you know the best thing about that?
What?
Farrell Payne is back, played 27 minutes last night, scored 20 points.
Yeah.
For what we thought could have been.
I thought that was the end for him this season.
Well, remember we had, I don't know where you were in that day. He wasn't Naki. In, was he? Were you in when Naki
was
on?
Yeah, that's right.
Naki said expect to see him in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way in the world. And he, not only did he play. Played 27 minutes, scored 20 points last night. Darius Adams added 15. And David Coit, who coming off his, 40-point performance, he scored 11. Maryland beats UNLV. They're 5-1 now on the year, and they have Gonzaga tonight.
9:30.
So now, that'll be good. I can watch that
one. Yeah, you couldn't watch last night more than likely unless you're one of those night owls that wanted to stay up and watch them play at midnight. The other thing with this is now facing Gonzaga, who come off of a huge win over Alabama. Gonzaga's got two big early wins, one on Creighton and now this one on Bama. I don't know how you feel about them year in and year out because, like, it's almost like when everybody's talking about them, don't bet them to win it all. And then when nobody's talking about them, bet them to go far in the tournament.
I have newfound respect for them. I do. Because when you can play in a weaker conference and still beat the Giants in college basketball like Mark Few has done over the past, decade and a half,
but think about
this
is loaded,
I respect
though.
Them.
So you go back to Mark Few when he had Chet Holmgren, Drew Timmy just got picked up by the Lakers, he was averaging 25-8 in the G League. You had Jalen Suggs there. You had the Nemhard brothers, all of their starting five, their entire starting five. Now that Drew Timmy was the best college player out of all of them, but he wasn't going to be a good NBA
pro,
player because
yeah.
He's kind of that tweener. That 6'6", 6'7", guy that can, he plays bigger than he is, but, not overly athletic, can shoot a little bit, but he eats up those college kids. Now, getting to the NBA and seeing it, their starting five from that year is all in the league. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're just a good team that beats up on inferior opponents in their conference. They're getting NBA talent.
But you got to also put some credit to development in that also, because he's not getting the quote-unquote blue chippers.
He is now.
Yeah, now he was, but he didn't build his program.
Talking about back when he had Adam Morrison and
yeah,
some of
he
guys.
Wasn't getting to play. He built that when everyone thought he would leave for higher ground, he stayed and made that higher ground. Mm-hmm. And that's why I respect him, man. When you can stay in a place like that and become what people thought you would leave for. And I always say I made a joke when I did the event for Brenda Freeze. I said, my buddies and I had a joke, when she won the national championship, what blue blood program would she leave for? she stayed and made it a blue blood program. Yeah. Few did the same thing. Mm-hmm. When he had early success, you wondered, well, what blue blood program is he going to leave for? He didn't. He made it a blue blood program. Yeah. And I think that's what my respect is for him. When you can make something out of what was nothing, that's coaching. That's culture building. And I know we're supposed to talk about Maryland, but it's just like I said.
It's hard to do
what he did. And it's hard, Jeremy, it's even harder to sustain it. And you just talk about him picking up a big win against Alabama. Sustainable. Mm-hmm. It is sustainable.
What was it last year? Didn't they beat the hell out of Kansas or somebody to start?
And I can't remember.
Kansas didn't turn out to be the Kansas team we thought.
Doesn't matter. Resume builder.
Yeah.
Resume builder. Maryland, 5-1. Did you think at this point of the season, looking at the schedule, they would be 5-1?
No. And by the way, I didn't think their one loss would be the loss that they had either.
Georgetown,
you
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would be the one that they lost. And again, I think this is cool. I was just saying a joke because I didn't realize, like, you have tournaments and showcases. This thing in Vegas during Feast Week, as they call it, this is a tournament.
It's a tournament, yeah.
So, like, you win and you play on. So when I got on this, I'm looking at the schedule today because Maryland played at midnight. Maryland UNLV is on my slate today because it didn't finish last night. And so it shows up, and then I'm scrolling down, and I see Maryland Gonzaga. I'm like, what the hell is – I was like, oh, it is a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, a lot of places you go, like the Madison Square Garden or down – the Madison Square Garden or the Bahamas. I feel like I put the in front of everything. No matter where you went, like, usually it's a showcase. You play one game, and then you're gone. Maybe you play two.
You play two. Most time you play two, I thought.
It depends, man, because like some of these places you've gone, they'll set up four teams or eight teams, and they'll just play four games.
This one is guaranteed three games.
Yeah.
Because even if you lose, you go into the loser's bracket or whatever.
It's crazy. I think this is awesome, man.
I do, too. I do. Is Buzz Williams the king of downplaying?
I mean,
he downplayed the hell out of this team, man.
I don't know yet, but like – I could see that. The other thing,
the more I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, Buzz, you got us, man.
And by the way, that's not a home game for UNLV because of where they're playing, but they're in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's a huge win to go out on the road, especially getting Payne back. I mean, I
and trailing at the half. Keep that in mind. They were trailing. They scored 47 points ahead in the second half.
Yeah, I stayed up and watched the whole. No, wow. I didn't say any of that.
Well, I just feel good because I thought he was out for the year.
I thought he was going to be out for an extended period of time.
I thought that was it. And it was like, oh, he's your best player. He's gone.
It feels like when Paul Pierce went out and he had to take a poop and they put him in the wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Although we did see his injury. He was screaming on that floor. You could hear it over the broadcast.
Well, he wanted to take the attention away from that streak mark that was in the shorts.
Is that maybe what it was?
So he screamed loud enough.
Take him out of the wheelchair and he comes back in.
I know Buzz Williams, the coach on the court. I don't know Buzz Williams, the guy that leads up to the season, but I'm just wondering. I'm wondering a little bit if Buzz Williams is not the king of downplaying because he downplayed this team big time. He had us thinking, you know, maybe if they go 3-3, it'll be a good start. Those are Buzz's words.
Yeah.
Well, we knew nothing about this group. Tillman Allen, Jay, what's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, Rob. This question is for you, Rob, because I've been following the turf like you have. Are they going to be able to compete with Gonzaga? Because Gonzaga loves to shoot them threes. Are they going to play a perimeter game?
Yeah.
Or are they going to go to a zone?
Their perimeter defense is, from what I saw week before last, was a subject of concern for me. But I don't know if you want to go zone against Gonzaga unless you want to play a strong matchup zone. Maybe a 3-2 or something of that nature. You go a traditional 2-3 zone, I think Gonzaga will shoot you out of that. I think they're going to have to fight through screens, maybe switch a little bit because I don't think it's much of a mismatch if they do switch at certain spots. But I don't know if you can go traditional zone against Gonzaga.
Do you like what you see so far?
I did not. In all honesty, I saw maybe 15 minutes of last night's game, 15 real minutes, not game minutes. But up to this point, they surprised me only, and I say it again, because Buzz Williams didn't play this team up a lot. I don't think any of us really knew what the collection of talent would be. We knew the individuals based on where they were before. But together, I didn't know what to expect from them.
Well, what do we say all the time? So like when we watch Fordham or the Citadel or one of these other teams that come in and they've had guys that have played there for 4 years in the tournament – and all of a sudden, they upset somebody.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, they don't even have anywhere near the talent that team. But it's the rapport that you build with your teammates.
Yes,
there's
sir.
Something to be said. Like, I don't want to use this as an example, but I will. If you guys have been watching, the Detroit Pistons are good now, right? Good basketball team, if you haven't been watching. Watch the way that they move the ball now, which is something we haven't seen in years past. Mm-hmm. Very unselfish, finding the open guy, the extra pass. I always talked about the plus one. This is a good shot. Bang, that's a great shot if I pass it over here. So, like, seeing that, it's something to kind of look at and say, yeah, you can build the rapport with your teammates. You took all these pieces and threw them together in a short period of time. We don't know how good any one individual is outside of Payne. You put them together, and then you see how they're playing. They come out 5-1. Yeah, we were upset at how they looked against, Towson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were upset that they lost to Georgetown. But they got a couple other big wins in there. I thought last night was a big win on the road.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us at 7:30. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah. Going to give it to an airline passenger who didn't listen to her body.
Mm. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter. Yeah, I'm wondering the same thing, Jeremy. Happy PBS 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Bad Shovel of Wisdom is brought to you by Jerry's Toyota. Shop for your next new or used Toyota right now at jerrystoyota.com.
Jeremy, you're mean-spirited. No, you're a mean-spirited individual. Time to give out shovels.
Do you want to tell people what that was about? Rob was saying that he thought about becoming a life coach. Now, this is well after he told me he thought about...
That is not how that conversation went.
Became a pastor.
Is that how that conversation went?
And I said, you're not
in?
Qualified for either one of those jobs.
And then you called me an a-hole and said I was... Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Did I call him an a-hole? No, you called yourself an a-hole.
No, I didn't. I'm making up stuff like you did.
I didn't make it up.
That's not how that conversation
this
went.
This is literally what we just
talked
about.
Someone said to me that, you know, they were told, they were praying that I should be a life coach. I said, well, if God didn't tell me, then I'm not doing it.
No, but you
that's
said
what I said.
You said, I think I'm going to have to become a life coach.
Because I was making fun of Ed for him giving me his story.
That's fine, but I didn't lie that you said it. You did say it.
That's not how the conversation went, though.
Okay.
You told highlights of it. You know, that's like someone hit four threes and you show them all. Yeah, they missed 10. The highlights can say anything.
But he hit those four that I showed.
But that's not the whole story.
You don't know.
And who gets your shovel?
Delta Airlines passenger. Now, they don't, I said she, the only video showed a woman. I don't know what sex the passenger was, unidentified, but a recent Delta flight headed to Spain was forced to turn back due to a passenger's severe diarrhea.
Oh, I've been there.
You have?
Not on the plane.
Doesn't the plane have a bathroom?
Yes. And apparently it was so bad, she or he couldn't even make it.
Oh, yeah. And then
all through the aisles, everywhere in the galley.
That's just rude.
Just diarrhea throughout the plane. You have video of people covering their face with their t-shirts stuff. And
oh, and you're in that hot box, too. There's no way of getting away from it. Can you crack a window?
No.
Ah.
Could you imagine? being stuck in a plane with someone just spraying diarrhea down the aisle as they waited to the bathroom as you're sitting there.
Only in my dreams.
Yeah, so they turned it around as what the pilots described as a biohazard issue. So they turned the plane around. Passengers were delayed a couple hours, put on a different plane, and sent to Spain.
He got poo!
Oh! this was disgusting.
By the way, does it make me happier? Is it weird that it makes me happier thinking it's a lady that this happened to? Because us men deal with this stuff all the time. God forbid a lady has to just right down the aisleway. That's embarrassment for the rest of your life. I can laugh it off.
Oh, yeah, it was.
That's the only way you can live with that is you laugh
mortifying.
It off.
Mortifying.
Jeremy, who gets your shovel this morning?
Well, Ed, who does this go to? Me or the lady at the movie theater?
Her.
All right, I'll give it to the lady at the movie theater. So I went to see, over the weekend, Sisu 2? Sisu? Or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Just such a badass movie. It was so cool. Up in my spaceship, sweating from everywhere that you could possibly sweat from watching that movie. It's awesome. It's awesome! So I walk up to go buy my ticket, and I go to the lady. She goes, pick out which seat you want. I'm like, all right, is this a touchscreen? Okay. Well, no, then give me this seat. Okay. All right, sir, you got your card? Are you 65 or older? Excuse me? Are you 65 or older? There's a senior discount. Yeah, lady, I ain't even close to that yet.
I'm 44 years old.
I'm 46. Are you kidding me? 65? There's nothing you can... There is no laughter like the laughter that should be crying. You thought I was 65.
Well, in her defense, she didn't think. She just asked.
Yeah. This is worse than the time that the guy that came over to fix our fireplaces and turn them in... We were going gas instead of wood burning. And he told my wife the price, and he goes, do you want to go ask your dad if this is okay? She's like, my dad? She goes, yeah, wasn't. Okay. All right, buddy. Guess who's not buying gas replacement from you? Actually, we did. I didn't care. Stupid ass people.
You guys watched The Cosby Show, didn't you?
Yes.
You remember the episode where Theo wanted a designer shirt of Gordon Guttrell?
No.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
It went like this, Ed.
Question again.
You don't like it?
I hate it. Look at it. Oh, it's the ugliest shirt I've ever seen. Look at these sleeves. My arm is the same length, worn out my sleeve. This collar's all crazy and its stem size is too big.
Tucked it in a little more.
It's tucked into my
sock. Well, the story is, Ed, he wanted a designer shirt that cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So his older sister, Denise, said, I can make that shirt for you. The sleeves were different sizes. Yeah. The pockets were in different spots. And why are you bringing that up? Because that's what Nate Burleson looked like on Sunday. He gets disheveled. Did you see what he was wearing?
I did not.
Oh, my. He looked like he was bringing Gordon Guttrell back. For those of you who did not see, he had on this jacket. He looked like his jacket. You ever see when it rains and guys flip their suit jackets up? That's how his jacket looked. And it was just.
Would you ever eat pizza with Nate Burleson?
It was awful. What?
You got to explain that. People are not going to remember that incident.
Just look. Just Google Nate Burleson pizza and you'll find out that he was up late one night. Was he undressed?
I don't know. Like, he had one single car accident.
Yeah. And everybody was questioning, hey, Nate, what were you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some serious.
What was Ryan Clark wearing?
Like RC stuff.
See, I already decided to give it to Nate Burleson. And Ryan Clark has worn some, I was about to say something I wasn't supposed to say, messed up stuff before.
Yeah.
Is he starting to turn into one of those talking heads that you can't stand?
Yes.
He tried to do this podcast.
I loved him.
He says some out-of-pocket stuff and then comes back and apologizes, kind of a half-ass apology, mm-hmm. like, hey, if you guys misinterpreted what... No, we heard exactly what you said. You are a jackass. He is, man. He's turned into something else. You guys can talk about his fashion. I think he's just a jackass.
No, I don't care about his fashion. Too, for both reasons.
Ed, by the way, I should get another shovel because I just told Ed what I only have one of.
Oh.
This is so great because the way we live our lives, like Ed and I could not be any different in how what we see, not necessarily see the world, but how, like, what we do in our day-to-day scenes. And I was explaining to him, you had a belt. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting looking belt. It looks like it would hold up for a bit. I need to get a new belt. And Ed's looking at me, he's like, oh, you need a new belt? I said, yeah, I only got one, and it's starting to break down. He goes,
You have one belt.
You have 70 hoodies, and you only have one belt? Yeah.
He has 70 hoodies and 150 t-shirts. He has one belt.
One belt?
About to rip.
Now, I should say, I have more belts, but I don't like the other one, so I've never worn them.
How many?
I think I have three. So I have one that I've never worn. It's a black one. Mm-hmm. It wasn't long enough. I didn't like it.
Shrink?
No. Well, like when my wife, it was a Christmas present. Do you think I'm buying a belt? I don't even know how much they cost. How much do belts normally cost? Like 30 bucks?
Depends what kind you want.
Depends what you want.
Yeah.
All my ties are pre-tied in my closet. I told Ed. Ed was like, oh, man, I don't even have a tie. I said, you can borrow one of mine. They're already tied.
You send all your ties back to Florida?
You had some in storage.
They were
in
storage.
Okay.
So we had to go dig them out. Yeah.
Right. I need a tie for Tony's funeral.
My life.
Oh, boy.
Maybe they'll make a movie out of it someday.
Ken McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, we hear from our buddy from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Jacob Calvin Meyer on the Fan. 7:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Doing well, man. Are you on daddy duty this morning?
Not this morning, but the rest of the day.
Okay. Hey, did you stay up late last night? Because we didn't get any breaking Orioles news. Every time you go to bed early, man, we end up getting something good that happened.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Well, listen, I'm going to bed early most nights. So, just wait until after 9:30 and then something's going to happen.
Now, Jacob, the Orioles have parted ways with Grayson Rodriguez, sending him to Anaheim. Your thoughts on that deal and your reaction to it? Were you surprised in that trade?
Yeah, well, I was certainly surprised when I woke up that morning and I saw that I had 30 notifications. No, listen, I think everybody was surprised about that trade. I think there's two ways to look at it. The first way is just to look at the trade and evaluate it. And if you do that, I think it is what a majority of the fan base has wanted him to do for years, which is to prioritize the present over the future, because Taylor Ward is going to help the 2026 Orioles more than Grayson Rodriguez ever could have, considering we have no idea what Grayson's going to do in 2026. And at best, he's going to throw 75 to 100 innings because there's going to be some sort of innings limit there. And so in that metric, it's like, hey, the 2026 team just got better and Taylor Ward's a really good player. The other way to view it is just kind of the disappointment of how the team and Grayson got to this point, of how the number one pitching prospect in baseball in 2022, a guy that threw 8 scoreless innings against the Rays and maybe the biggest regular season game in 2023, somebody that you felt comfortable enough 9 months ago to be potentially your number one starter, how you end up getting to a point where you trade that guy away for 1 year of a good but not great outfielder is something that I think kind of troubled a lot of people.
You know, one of the rumored places for Pete Alonso to land is here. With Nimmo being traded, does that show that the Mets are going to put sentimentality aside? Because Nimmo was most tenured Met and a huge fan favorite. That was a bye-bye. So could this mean something that with Alonso's fate on the line?
Maybe. I think the owner there is so kind of – if the owner wants to re-sign Pete Alonso, they're going to re-sign Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. So it's like – And I don't know if the owner was like was a big part behind the Nimmo trade. I mean, certainly he probably had to sign off on it. But like, listen, if they were to sign Pete Alonso, like this lineup is awesome, right? And that would be really exciting. I just don't know if giving $30 million to a player on the wrong side of 30 who is a really good hitter but isn't a necessarily a good defender. There's certainly some decline coming for him. And so, like, I don't know if that makes sense for this team. If they're going to go out and get a big bat, I think there are other guys on the market that make a little bit more sense than Alonso. I also am not so certain that they're going to go out and get a big bat. I think that Taylor Ward was their quote-unquote big bat that they wanted to get, mm-hmm. and now they're going to focus on the pitching. When I saw the Grayson trade, I said, oh, they're going to go out and get – they're going to get two starting pitchers. Like, that's the way I'm viewing this, because they really need to bolster this rotation.
Well, it kind of puts a damper on my question then, because I was going to ask you, are we really in for Kyle Tucker? Because, I mean, the way that everyone's talking about this is that they are a true dark horse team for him, and I hope it's not like dark horse like Toronto was for Shohei, because he was never going there. What are your thoughts on that? Do you, if you think they're done with bats, but it sounds like they're still going to be in on some more stuff.
Again, this is just my kind of gut feeling speculation. Like, is there a world in which the Orioles sign Kyle Tucker? Maybe. But I can't, it would shock me if the Orioles, Kyle Tucker's going to go wherever he's offered the most money. And it would surprise me if the Orioles are the team that gives him the most money. I think what's happening here is that the Orioles are legit. This is David Rubenstein's second offseason. I think this past season really shocked a lot of people in the warehouse. I think that they are going to be more aggressive. I think they're already acting that way. I think people around baseball have taken notice and are leaking that to these reporters that are reporting these things. And Kyle Tucker is the biggest bat on the market. He has some history with Mike Elias, considering Mike drafted him with Houston. And so I think people are sort of putting pieces together here. And so, again, same thing as Pete Alonso. Kyle Tucker would be great for the team, but is he – Are you going to pay a guy $35 million over 10 years and that guy's not necessarily even a fit on your team because he can't play center field? It's like they need a center fielder, and yes, they do need a first baseman, but the clogging up the DH spot is something that they really can't afford to do considering they have this two-catcher situation.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jacob, let's talk about guys who are on the roster right now. What will it take for the Orioles to extend Trevor Rogers?
I don't know. I mean,
because we know he wants it.
Yeah, I mean, every player wants it, right? It's like it's most players want it, right? Most players would love for the team to come to them and say, "Hey, here's a super fair extension offer, and you know, it's going to change your life and make your life easier." It's tough because the Orioles have, for the most part, shown that this is not something that they're super interested in terms of giving extensions. They obviously did it last year with Pasayo, and that was the first one that they had done. And so it's, if the team believes that Trevor Rogers is somebody that can be a difference maker for them for the next 3 to 5 years, then I think it makes a lot of sense to give him an extension. I think he was a pretty, you know, logical. I think he's one of the more logical extension candidates on the team. And I think this is a situation where the player and the team can sort of line up on something, because Rogers does probably want to be here considering what happened this past season and how that changed his career. And the Orioles certainly intimately know this guy and what's changed with him over the past year. At the same time, like, Trevor Rogers is not going to post a 1.8 ERA in 2026. So you could look at it and say, okay, well, why would we extend him now after a career year? Like, why not just wait until after the next season? But then you get to the point where he's going to be a free agent, and then anything can happen at that point.
Do you think that a lot of people are criticizing the front office, Elias in particular, and I don't quite get it. Do you think the average person understands what I think is a stroke of genius, a real chess move, but with the Kittredge move?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think the average, like, Orioles fan was disappointed with last offseason, mm-hmm. and they got a little bit frustrated with how the season went. But they still recognize that this is the same front office and the same GM who had an excellent rebuild and brought this team back after, you know, kind of years of losing, and with a combination of savvy moves very similar to the Andrew Kittredge one. I agree that was that was an excellent, in my opinion, that was the best trade they made at the deadline. I mean, I love the prospect that they got back.
Yeah.
It's just a great lottery ticket, and a lottery ticket that they don't have a ton of in the Latin market, even though they built that up. I mean, this is a really good Latin prospect. And then they get Kittredge back, who's going to be their seventh, eighth inning guy. And so then there's, of course, another portion of the fan base that will just be angry with Mike in the front office, no matter what they do. And listen, I can't say that that those fans are totally wrong to be frustrated, considering that for the past 42 years, they haven't been to a World Series. And for most of this century, this has been a losing organization that, that has done a lot of dumb things. But the past 7 or 8 years, aside from, you know, last season being a disappointing year, things have been trending upward for this team. And I think that Kitchrich move is an example of where Mike is best, which is kind of extracting value and having some savviness.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, may you wake up to 30 notifications real soon.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope not, but I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too, my friend.
Thanks, man.
All right. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show just, on the Fan.
I just read something, too, that said the Orioles could be on a lot of these Japanese free agents that are, and again, not knowing who's who and what's what, but.
I don't believe they're done with bats.
I don't either.
I think
Alonzo as a second right-handed power bat in this lineup would be. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, I would love that. And I'm not saying it's going to be him. I think he's a possibility. I don't think he's out of
Alonzo's the better fit.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle Tucker's a fit for any team. Let me just say that because he's one of the best left-handed hitters in all of baseball. He plays a great outfield as well. It's just you're not putting him in center.
You just add the polar bear to Tito.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tito and the bear?
Think about it.
Could be like a
TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tito and the bear.
I just think to myself, who the hell is Tito? Kim McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock. Ward. But on the other side, college football playoff rankings come out tonight. We'll take a sneak peek into what we think of next on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A fan. College football playoff rankings come out tonight. Am I a loser for just like I can't wait until it comes out? Is that? No. I'm serious, man. And I sit here and I play my own little game with who moves up, who moves down. Ole Miss. Let's say Lane Kiffin announces after the Egg Bowl that he's going to LSU. And Ole Miss says, well, we don't want you coaching in the playoffs. Does that impact their playoff chances?
Yeah, that's the one thing where I think Lane Kiffin has to do a pretty good job of juggling this. Like, I mean, he's a little bit further than the Kevin Willard situation, right? You know he's going.
Yeah.
I mean, if Ole Miss, like, knuckles up and gives him everything he's asking for and competes with an LSU or Florida. And Ed, you had that story, what, the most expensive house in Gainesville?
Yes, Gainesville.
Has been sold?
It's under contract, yep.
And it leads you to believe, like, all right, who's coming in then?
Who else would afford it?
Yeah.
That was Dan Mullen's house, too.
Oh, very nice. See, and again, like.
And you know they're all boys.
And that's
call,
why it's.
Let me call Dan.
That's why it's so, when I saw the story, I'm huh, like. And, that's interesting.
And this one's different just because Lane Kiffin has a legitimate shot of winning a national championship at Ole Miss.
I know.
And if you win there, do you want to stay?
See, that's He said that he will make his decision after the Egg Bowl.
If he wins at Ole Miss, they will never fire him.
But if he announces after the Egg Bowl that he's leaving, they may tell him to leave now.
I would.
That's what I mean. You have to, am I right?
Yeah.
Ed, you have to. If you announce on Saturday morning after the Egg Bowl that you're leaving, you got to go. You got to go now.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay, we got to start our search. Okay, so if you're the College Football Selection Committee, College Football Playoff Selection Committee, does that impact your decision on whether or not to put Ole Miss, who already an Ole Miss team, in the playoffs? Does that impact your decision? Because I think if they lose in the Egg Bowl and he leaves, it's a no-brainer. He kind of lets them off the hook. Well, you got two losses, you're out.
Yeah.
But I just wonder how that impacts the selection committee if he leaves. You know, Florida State didn't go because they had a backup quarterback, the third-string quarterback, no doubt. Do you put Ole Miss in with an interim coach?
Yeah, they still, because they're not missing any of their players. Like when Florida State didn't get in, they were on their third-string quarterback. And we're all going, I don't know if that's right, but I kind of look at it saying, I don't know it with their third-string quarterback that they're the best, you know what I mean, that they're the best team to get in. But also, they did this all season long. They won. So don't they deserve to be there if you're going off of their track record? It's kind of I don't know. I don't know how they weighed it in looking at it, but if that's the situation and Ole Miss is where they're at and they've continued to win games, they're going to be in the playoff regardless.
Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama. If there are two Big 12 teams in, which one of those two lost teams impacted the most?
Give me it again.
Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama. Okay, so I think a second Big 12 team disrupts one of those teams.
Oh, you think a second Big 12 team can? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Is it Utah?
Could be Utah. I mean, I think there's a scenario, Jeremy, where a second Big 12 team could get in.
I mean, because you have Texas Tech, too.
Texas Tech is there.
BYU?
One of those teams, I think, could get. BYU right now is a one-loss team.
Are you looking for the team that will replace one of those teams?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, because here's the thing. It's
because
like,
BYU has UCF next.
Yeah. And they're good, not great.
Nah.
The thing is, Oklahoma beat Bama on the road.
Yep.
So, like, if it comes down,
I think it's Bama,
to a head-to-head, then Bama's in trouble.
Yep. I think Bama's the one that could be impacted by a second Big 12 team.
I have a buddy that still
I
says,
I do, too, because the Florida State loss looks terrible now.
I have a buddy that says he still thinks Texas is getting in. Because when all's said and done,
with three losses?
Texas is, they're going to knock off A&M. It's going to be great. When you look at their three losses, yeah, the Florida one looks bad. But you lost it at Ohio State to start the year. And who was the other ranked team that they lost to?
Jeremy, they have three losses. The top seven teams in the college football playoff standings now have a combined four losses.
I understand
that. I don't think they're getting in.
I don't either. But his thought process, I think, makes a little bit of sense of, you know, somebody's got to lose the SEC championship, even though it's not going to be held against them. If they beat A&M, now they would have wins over Oklahoma, A&M, and Vanderbilt, when Vanderbilt was ranked high. I don't see it, but he believes that'll happen.
If,
I want somebody
going,
to throw a wrench
in
it.
If you're going resume building, let's go resume building. LSU at the time was number four in the country. Oklahoma at the time was 13th in the country. How does an Ole Miss team has a better resume with one loss? The problem, he's right about their resume, but their teams with equally good resumes with fewer losses. You're not going to leapfrog equal resumes when you have more losses than them. I could sit here and look at Georgia, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, who has fewer losses than them, Alabama, fewer losses than them. Their resume is just as good, if not better, and they have fewer losses. What he's saying about their resume is spot on. What he's not making sense with is how do they leapfrog fewer loss, equal resume teams?
Not arguing. I thought it was an interesting take in case somebody's going to throw a wrench into this. Okay. And you're going to have somebody lose a game that they shouldn't in the next week or so, and then we're going to have some goofy tiebreakers that comes down to where the committee's going to have to make decisions.
Three-loss Texas team with their resume. Two-loss Alabama team has a Georgia, at the time, 16 Vanderbilt, 14 Missouri, 11 Tennessee. Two losses. They ain't leapfrogging Alabama. They're not. He's spot on about their resume. It's just teams that have the same thing with fewer losses.
I think his thought process is when it gets down to it, they're not going to, if Ohio State goes undefeated, they're number one team in the country, they're not going to hold that loss against them. But yeah, they will. Yes, they will. If you have three losses in that column, you better have some amazing
wins,
and they better be better than everyone else.
Yeah, and they don't. They just don't. You know, welcome to the SEC, Texas.
That's how this goes.
Everybody beats ranked teams in the SEC. Yeah. If you're good, except you won't be. You can't. SEC.
I'm sorry.
Yes. And you can't be good in the SEC if you're not beating ranked teams. You can't be.
No. But actually, that was Franklin's downfall. Well, couldn't be a ranked team.
I think that's why. Remember I said to you, Jeremy, I thought Vitek was a perfect spot for him?
Yep.
And he took the job. And I think because Vitek is not a program. They had the year with Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
They were always a program that was good. If he gets them to the point where, okay, well, now we want to win a national championship, that means he succeeded.
Yeah.
He upgraded them because they don't have expectations. They had expectations of that once.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Maybe twice. But I remember once.
I just wonder, because the big knock on him was his record against ranked teams was horrific.
It is.
If it happens again, where, you know, Vitek is, they lose to anybody who's ranked the way he was losing, I don't know what that's going to say for him.
One of the things he has going for him, though, in the ACC, he's not facing as many ranked teams as he was in the Big Ten. Right, yeah. That's the one thing. So it won't be as bad. Yeah. World is Stupid with Jeremy Conn at 8:30. But on the other side, we're watching some film with Kim McCusick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.